Murder charges could soon come against a Layton woman and her boyfriend over the child abuse death of their two-year-old son.
We learned today that little J.J. Seeger died early this morning at Primary Children's Hospital. His father, James Seeger, described the nightmare.
Monday, May 11, 2015 has been the worst and most difficult day of my life. Late on Sunday, May 10th, I was called to Primary Children's Medical Center. And shortly after arriving, I was told to gather my family so that we could say our final goodbyes to JJ.
Seeger's sister, Nicole, says her brother's wife had taken off with JJ from the couple's home in Georgia, and James had spent months trying to figure out where she'd gone.
She was telling him different places. She would say, we're in Savannah, Georgia. That was one place she said that they were. When James made arrangements to go to Savannah, she then said that they had left, but she wouldn't tell him where. We had no idea she was in Utah until my mother did run into her in the grocery store. And that was fairly recently.
Last month.
That was last month. Less than a month later, this happened.
Layton police believe that Jasmine Bridgman's boyfriend, Joshua Schoenberger, brutally beat little JJ after a potty training mishap over the weekend. James can't believe that his son is gone.
He was the best kid. He was funny, very smart, and just goofy.
Very independent and just a very happy, happy little baby. We loved him. We love him so much. The whole thing is just such a whirlwind. We just don't understand the brutality. I just can't even, there are no words. There are no words to describe what this baby went through and the pain he suffered. We are thankful for everyone at Primary Children's that they were able to make him comfortable and gave us the time to be with him, surrounded again by the family that loved him and that truly loved him.
Police arrested Bridgman and Schoenberger, saying they made inconsistent statements about how JJ became so badly injured.